AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Next hour, the president will announce that he's leaving 5,500 troops in Afghanistan and passing on the war there to the next president. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani is live at the Pentagon.
Rita, the president's casting aside his pledge to end the war on his watch, a decision driven by a resurgent Taliban and pleas from U.S. commanders to slow the planned drawdown. The original idea was to keep only 1,000 American troops there into 2017, based at the U.S. embassy, not in the field.
If that had been executed, in all likelihood, the Afghan National Security Forces would have collapsed.
Afghan expert Stephen Biddle at the George Washington University says the shift will help Afghan troops not win the war, but keep it stalemated to allow for a potential deal with the Taliban, who last month seized a major urban area for the first time since the U.S. invasion 14 years ago. Rita.
Sagar Magani live at the Pentagon there. Advocates for older Americans are not at all happy about the government's announcement this morning that those on social security will not get an increase in benefits next year. The reason is low inflation. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander is in Washington.
The announcement impacts about 70 million people, including 60 million Social Security recipients, as well as disabled veterans and retired federal workers. Adding to the bad news is the fact that Medicare costs are going up for many, and the cost of living adjustment often covered any increase.
So few Americans applied for unemployment last week that the number is tied with the lowest number in 42 years. Employers are holding on to their workers. A scare for passengers on an Iranian passenger plane. Part of the engine fell off during the flight with 426 people on board. The plane managed to land safely in Tehran. This is AP Radio News. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump rallied thousands of his supporters last night in Richmond, Virginia, saying Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her rival Bernie Sanders revealed their intentions at Tuesday's Democratic presidential candidates debate. They want to give benefits to immigrants who are here illegally, he says.
I watched last night as Hillary and Bernie Sanders, they just couldn't give things away fast enough. And they're giving them to illegal immigrants. They want health care for illegal immigrants. They want driver's license for illegal immigrants.
He says the self-described Democratic socialist Bernie Sanders should be described as a socialist slash communist because he wants to tax the rich at such high rates. Police say a man who'd been living in the attic of a church in Virginia for 3 years is under arrest. The man was arrested and charged with unlawful entry. They say he'd been sleeping in a makeshift bed. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.